You know where your face is?
It's in this area.
It's located in your pants.
It's a show by Chris and Neil with all great movies. They are the real deal. We watch them all, so you don't have to. It's movies that don't suck and some that do.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's a new episode of Movies That Don't Suck and Some Do. My name is Neil.
And I'm Chris.
And today we're bringing you not one, but two, yes, two movies that we review this past weekend or week.
Whatever.
That you can go see on a streaming platform or at the movie feed.
Well, actually, so one, the first one, one in theaters, one's the only streaming one only in theaters right now. So, yeah, you got to.
So my next line is going to be the one that's on the streaming platform is. You just interrupted my complete line of thought so you could interrupt me to tell me and the audience exactly what I was going to say in the next sentence.
Fine. Go ahead for it, man. You stopped looking in the middle of the sentence just now.
So. Oh, my gosh.
Neil, we're live.
I quit. I know we're live. I don't care. Right,
what's the first movie? What's the first movie they're talking about?
I don't care. I'm going home.
We'll see you guys later.
I'm gone. I think we're here. Bye. See you later. Play the music. I'm out. All right. The first movie that we watched is on every streaming platform. No, I'm just kidding. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's Roadhouse. Yes, Roadhouse is considered one of...
Not that one.
What?
Not that one.
What? That's not that, okay, what about this one, right?
No, not that one either.
This one?
No, but I didn't know that one existed.
You didn't know the 2006 one? I totally watched it when it came out. And I was like, I never. It's Roadhouse 2, Take It Outside, is definitely one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen in a long time. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor in Roadhouse. Yep, first, the one playing Dalton himself, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Tell me what you're drawing. You said you were drawing a map. Looks like a fucking puzzle. You tell me what you're drawing. Tell me what you're drawing.
Yes, you can.
So that is from Prisoners, dude. I fucking love Prisoners. I think you do too. But it's got David Damascene. Yeah, he's in a great movie called this. But dude, I fucking love Prisoners. You don't know him.
It is his top rated movie of his entire career.
Oh, Prisoners is great. It's written by Denis Villeneuve. You know, did Dune 2, our favorite movie this year so far. But I fucking love Prisoners. It's a fucked up movie, dude. Prisoners is amazing. Glad you picked it. The clip.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's a good fucking movie. Coming up next, the one, the only, the person that everybody has been saying their thing about here, about the good old Roadhouse. This is the thing that got people to watch it as much as Jake Gyllenhaal being in it. The UFC former heavyweight title holder, one of the baddest ass men on the fucking planet Earth, Mr. Conor McGregor.
I honestly, the first thing I said to him was, wow, I didn't think I'd see you again. So I was actually happy to see him. I shook his hand. I embraced him. I gave him a little cuddle. I told him everything's going to be A-okay. It will be over before you know it. Just please show up December 12th. So I don't want to scare him anymore. He's petrified. He went running before. So now I'm going to take the opposite approach. Cuddle him. Look after him. Whisper sweet nothings. Tell him it's going to be all right. It will be over quick. And hopefully get him into that octagon December 12th and then end his career.
So, Conor McGregor is the first person to own the featherweight and lightweight UFC championship.
Correct, 100%. Yeah, way to go. I didn't know you watched UFC, Chris.
I don't, but I know about Conor McGregor.
Oh, you read his Wikipedia, didn't you?
because I read it before this, and I thought you were saying that he was a heavyweight. No, that's not true. He's 155 pounds, this guy. But yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He can kick your ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not going to argue. He can call himself whatever he wants.
Yeah. What else in this movie?
Daniela Melchior.
No way. Would you eat your friends?
I know friends.
You have no friends? If you did, would you eat them?
Yes. No?
Then can we be your friends?
Come on. He's obviously lying.
If I die because I gambled on love, it will be a worthy death. Friends.
I would be friends with King Shark.
I would too. King Shark's awesome, man.
Yeah.
He knows how to read books upside down, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's hard, you know? What else
that's
is
very
it?
Hard.
Who
very
else
hard.
Is in this?
Roadhouse.
Yeah, who else in Roadhouse?
Roadhouse.
That's not the name of the actor that you gave me coach.
The name of the actor in the movie is Roadhouse. Billy Magazine's in this movie as well.
Who the hell are you?
Me?
Yeah. Who are you? And what are you doing with my egg?
Oh, I was just admiring it. I got a bunch of these fancy pants eggs back at home in my mansion.
Uh-huh.
This one's ugly.
Does anybody know this guy?
I certainly hope so. I'm the CEO of Cyberdyne Systems.
I should go.
Boomer, take him down.
Everyone hold on a goddamn second!
Boomer!
Hey, any luck yet?
No.
You?
I got it. So yeah, that's from Game Night.
Yeah,
Game Night, great movie too.
Yeah, we love it. It was a pretty fun movie. It was fun to do, and it was awesome. So that is the beginning of Roadhouse. Then coming up for us next, we are going to be watching the legendary movie known as Ghostbusters. Yes.
No, not that's the first one. That's just
close. Oh. Well, I mean, okay. I meant we're going to see Ghostbusters.
No, that's Ghostbusters 2. We're not talking about that one.
Ghostbusters?
That is actually something completely different affiliated with the Ghostbusters we're talking about.
Ghostbusters?
That's a different, also something different.
Ghostbusters?
That's the cartoon from the 80s, I think, late 80s.
Oh, Ghostbusters?
Not Extreme Ghostbusters. You know, I do like Extreme Ghostbusters quite a bit.
Ghostbusters?
That's actually the 2016 reboot with the ladies in that one. No, that's
Ghostbusters.
No, that's the one after that. The one we just watched is not that one.
Oh, so that means Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is right. The movie that we're going to be reviewing today. Starring the one, the only, the guy who grew up literally within 10 miles from where Chris is sitting his little bumpkins right now in Kansas City area. Mr. Paul, beautiful man of the entire existence, sexiest man of the year, 2012, Rudd.
What's your name?
2012.
I'm Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Hawaiian name.
Oh, great.
Kiopi.
Great.
Kiopi, looks like you got a little pain behind those eyes.
Yeah, maybe a little.
There's really only one cure for that.
What's that?
Weed. You got any?
Yeah.
Well, let's go surfing.
That's from freaking Sarah Marshall. I'm glad you picked that one too.
So is he sexy of the man of the year of 2021?
Well, I mean, to you, he's the sexiest man of the year every year.
I thought he was earlier than that. I thought it was like some like, but okay, whatever.
No, he's still hot.
Anyway. Yeah, you're still also playing in this movie, returning back into a role is McKenna Grace.
Where's the special?
What?
You said you made me a special breakfast. Please don't make me go. You can keep homeschooling me.
I'll tell you everything I know.
But I don't want to go.
Well, I don't want to go to work, but I do.
Don't go to work. You fix boats on and off.
Okay, it's a poor example, but you're still going.
But what about Fred?
What about him?
You don't take care of him. You don't like cats.
I don't like two-eyed cats. Fred, as you know, is monocular.
Who's gonna throw him his ping pong ball?
Fred's gonna be fine. No more argument, okay? We've discussed this ad nauseum.
What's ad nauseum?
Oh, you don't know? Wow, looks like someone needs school.
So that's from Gifted with that's Chris Evans talking to.
Yes, I know. And just think, like, that's like her then and stuff like that. She is now like 18 years old, like 17, 18 years old.
Yeah, yeah,
she's almost like, so that means we're old as fuck. That's what it means, Chris. We are old as fuck.
I don't
want to
hear it.
Fuck anyway.
You. Fuck you.
I don't
want to hear it.
Anyway, also in this movie, good old Finn Wolfhard as well.
Ghostbusters!
Hey! Venkman!
Yeah!
Whoa. What?
Why are you Venkman?
Because I'm Venkman.
No, I'm Venkman.
Why can't there just be two Venkmans?
Because there's only one Venkman in real life. We planned this months ago. I'm Venkman, Dustin Stans, you're Egon, and you're Winston.
I specifically didn't agree to Winston.
Yes, you did!
I don't think he did.
No one wants to be Winston, man. What's wrong with Winston?
What's wrong with Winston? He joined the team super late. He's not funny, and he's not even a scientist.
Yeah, but he's so cool.
If he's cool, then you be Winston.
I can't.
Why not?
Because
you're not black?
I didn't say that.
You.
That's from Stranger Things.
I know. Like, you know, I put in Finn Wolfhard for, you know, looking for the clips. Yeah. And literally that was the third one that popped up. And I was like, how the hell do I not use that?
The thing is, I wanted to be a Ghostbuster all my life. And I wasn't able to. It's too old now.
Well, hey, look. Paul Rudd is older than you. And he moved from Oklahoma to New York to be a Ghostbuster. It could happen still, Chris.
Okay.
Still
I'll keep my heart open to that possibility.
All right, next, two of the originals, the OGs, Mr. Ernie Hudson and Dan Aykroyd, also known as Winston and Ray.
Hey, Ray, do you remember something in the Bible about the last days when the dead would rise from the grave?
I remember Revelation 7:12. And I looked as he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became as black as sackcloth, and the moon became as blood.
And the seas boiled, and the skies fell.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Every ancient religion has its own myth about the end of the world.
Myth? Ray, has it ever occurred to you that maybe the reason we've been so busy lately is because the dead have been rising from the grave?
A very spooky part of the movie.
It's very, very spooky. Very spooky. And then last but not least, not one, not two, but all the rest of the original Ghostbusters, including the passed away Mr. Harold Ramis. Fucking love him. Thank you for being a part of my childhood. But here's another little scene from the original Ghostbusters.
With Bill Murray and Annie Potts as well.
Yeah, Annie Potts and Bill Murray. All right.
Janine, any calls?
No.
Any messages?
No.
Any customers?
No, Dr. Venkman.
It's a good job, isn't it? Type something, will you? We're paying for this stuff. Don't stare at me. You got the bug eyes. Jane! Sorry about the bug eyes thing. I'll be in my office.
Very handy, I can tell. I bet you like to read a lot, too.
Print is dead.
That's very fascinating, Timmy. I read a lot myself. Some people think I'm too intellectual, but I think it's a fabulous way to spend your spare time. I also play racquetball. Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
I used to tell people that. That's a fascinating
hobby. I know. Why do you think I grabbed that scene, bro?
I grabbed it
just for you.
Yeah.
I remember what my friends tell me sometimes when I'm not stoned.
Well, are you stoned now?
No, not really.
You're getting there. I bet you'll get there.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm only sipping on one Guinness right now. I'm not even doing the big beer today. I'm just chilling, relaxing, because I got a lot of work after this. I got stuff to do. Chris, tell all these motherfuckers where they can get our information at, yo.
You can find us motherfuckers at musicalsuck.net. We're at facebook.com/ Weasel Suck Podcast. There are W2MNOT.com. That's W number 2 is in the MMusicNet.com. You find us there. Also, go to Ravitch and Broadcasting, anywhere you find podcasts where he puts our stuff out to. We're also at Patreon.com/MusicalSuck. We're on Instagram at TS Podcast. We're at X and TS Podcast. And we have a bonfire, you know, the shirt that Neil's wearing right there. You can find that bonfire.com, so she's on Sucks and Sunday. You'll find that there, along with a bunch of other stuff that Neil's made. And where you find podcasts, you find Moves That Don't Suck and Some That Do. Neil, what are your small businesses?
For small businesses, we'll be more than happy to promote you right here on this podcast. Like a place that I went to yesterday. Chris, I am not lying to you when I say these next words. I have literally had the best sushi Asian food I've ever had in all of America.
Wait, in Oklahoma?
Last night. Yes. I am not kidding you, dude. I had fried rice that when I took one bite of it, I was like, I would order this by itself.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Where'd you go?
Where was it? Nothing else. The name of it is called Sean Restaurant.
Okay.
Now, Sean Restaurant looks like a typical little, look at it. That's just a typical restaurant. You drive past down the road. You probably drive past it like a million times and you'd be like, okay, guess I'm going to stop there. These motherfuckers, man, I am telling you right now, I don't know why I'm using so much vulgar language today. I apologize. Calm down. But Sean's Sushi Restaurant offers delicious cuisine for dining and takeout in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It is a cornerstone in the Tulsa community and been recognized for its astounding Thai cuisine, excellent service, and friendly staff. Their staff was so nice. I mean, I've never seen people so happy to work in a restaurant.
I gotta tell you, man, there's a staff at this place downtown here that they deserve Japanese food, but the fucking rudest staff in the planet. But
So their Thai restaurant here is known for its modern interpretation of classic dishes and in its instinct on using only high quality fresh dishes. They're located at 3530 South Sheridan Road. They're literally just 30 blocks from my house. Never knew them. Chris, are you ready for this? I'm sorry if this makes you hungry, bro, but you got to see these pieces of artwork.
Oh, look at that. It's a kitty cat.
Kitty cat sushi. Mm-hmm. And then look at that. That's the pho.
That's the ramen. It looks like ramen. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You are making me hungry. What the fuck's your problem?
Dude, look at this. Look at these, dude. Oh, there's the fried rice. Look how good that is.
Just so you guys know, me and Neil starved to do this podcast. We hold back.
Look at all that.
I know. It's so good.
Oh, wait. Look at this. Look at that.
That's gorgeous.
And the thing is, it's all dirt. This is the one I had. This was the heaven on earth.
Oh my, it looks like heaven on earth.
Oh my gosh, Chris. It literally melted in my mouth. I have never had sushi melt in my mouth like that before. It was so weird. And like, it just keeps going. Look at it. Look at all this stuff, dude. And look inside. It's just a cute little, that's it. That's the whole size of the restaurant. That's it.
I like that sushi bar. Yeah, it's a good looking boy. It looks a good place, man.
Oh. Look at that. That's Crab Rangoon.
Yeah. Man.
Like, look at that. Oh my gosh, more. Oh, look. This one's the killer.
This is thrilling for people who only listen.
Oh, that's a sushi porn, dude. It is sushi. We walked in and I swear to you not, man. These people got up and they had this sushi bridge like this on, mm-hmm. and the pieces on the end were not taken. They left half of the sushi on the thing. And they got up and left.
Complete bullshit.
And my wife's like, go over there and steal that shit. I go, I'm not going to go take food from someone else's plate.
I got a story to tell you after this about what I've done.
But anyway, yeah, anybody. So it's Sean's Sushi Restaurant. Best sushi I ever had. 3530 South Sheridan Road. You ever come to Tulsa, go there. You can find them online at Sean's Sushi, which is S-I-A-N, but it is pronounced Sean. Sean Restaurant. Or you can go to their website at seansushi.com.
So have you ever had anyone's leftovers or the rest of their drink?
You mean to go into a restaurant and eat somebody's shit?
It's done. They've left there. It's,
you know. Yeah, I was homeless for like a month or two, man. I definitely did
Me
that.
And my buddy went to a place called the Truck Yard in Dallas, a bar, and we were pretty drunk and we walked in there. But someone had left, two people had left their half-drinking beers.
I don't know where this is going, but
two other people had left their half-drinking beers there, and I looked in to make sure there was a Luger and Ashtray in there. We both drank those half drinking beers. I know.
Oh my god!
I'm always tells that story all the time. But yeah. You know what doesn't have half drinking beer in it? You know what doesn't have? Roadhouse.
Roadhouse has a lot of half drinking beers, just like your face.
Starring, this is directed by Doug Liman. Doug Liman, Edge of Tomorrow. He's directed a bunch of movies you guys like. Along with Edge of Tomorrow, Swingers. You remember Swingers with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
His newest one is Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal as Dalton.
Roadhouse.
Tell me what you're drawing.
Also, Daniela Melchior as Ellie.
No way.
Conor McGregor as Knox.
I honestly, the first thing I said to him was, wow, I didn't think I'd see you again.
Billy Magnuson as Ben Brandt.
Who the hell are you?
Jessica Williams as Frankie, B.K. Lannon as Laura, the great Joaquin Del Melda as Sheriff, and Post Malone shows the very beginning of this as Carter. Lucas Gage plays Billy. Dominic Gomez plays Reef and a bunch of other people you've seen everywhere. Neil, what is the storyline for Roadhouse?
Roadhouse. Ex-UFC fighter and son of Joseph Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at Florida Keys Roadhouse, only to discover that this paradise is not all it seems.
So it's kind of like the first one, but it takes place in the Florida Keys, which is, you know.
I want you to totally fucking rewind that goddamn statement.
All right.
What the fuck did you just say, bro?
It's not like the first one at all.
Thank you. All right. And guess what? That's okay. Now, somewhere under the rainbow, originally, they don't really mention it, I don't think, in the movie. If they did, I missed it. Is that Jake Gyllenhaal is playing Patrick Swayze's son.
That's not mentioned at all.
Yeah. But that's what it says, even in the facts, that when you look it up on Wikipedia and when you look it up on
IMDb.
Yep.
Okay.
So Jake is supposed to be the son of Pat. All right. So Elwood Dalton is supposed to be the son of James Dalton. Now, this is about a roadhouse called Roadhouse. This isn't about the bouncer culture.
No.
Like the other Roadhouse was. Because the other Roadhouse was about the bouncer culture. That's what made it really unique and normal or different, was the fact that it was about a different culture. It's about a completely about the culture of being a bouncer, being a cooler and stuff like that. Instead, this one finds like a guy that is beat up, poor, that like literally used to be a UFC fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, like, I mean, dude's Jack is fuck. Jake Gyllenhaal is Jack ass fuck. I mean, he got like a special trainer for this movie and all that stuff.
Jake puts himself in these roles a lot, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And so he just wanted to have fun. And it looked like he did have a blast. Oh,
I had a blast watching this movie too. I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. 100%. This is what I was gonna say about your statement.
Yeah.
This is not like the double deuce that we see behind us on our screen behind me and Chris right now. I couldn't even find one photo of the bar, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I tried. I looked for about an hour almost, bro. So this is the furthest I got. This is the closest scene I have of the bar.
Just the 40s.
No, it's actually, you can't see it because our photos are over it. But it's literally the bars behind us, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That's the only picture of the bar they have anywhere. But anyway, this movie is nothing like the first one. And guess what?
What?
That's okay.
Yeah. It's also super fucking violent. Like this about
it is super violent, but it's fun violent.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying?
It's like John Wick violence when it comes to how fun it is. Just no good.
Yeah, and it's just like it went from like, okay, this is gonna be kind of a fun little cute movie to holy shit, what the fuck just happened?
So guys, if you guys are looking for a coherent plot or whatever, don't worry about that too much.
Oh, the plot, okay. This is my only bitch about this whole movie is the villain. All right, so
which one? Not Connor, right?
No, well, that's the thing. Okay, now one, I 100% love Connor. Don't get me wrong. But the thing is, it felt like Connor. Okay, so at the beginning, you have this guy.
Yeah, Ben Brandt.
Coming around.
Yeah.
Coming around, saying his parts and stuff like that. And he's talking and he's doing his thing. You know, he comes in and he does the threatening and stuff like that. But all of a sudden, he doesn't mean shit.
Well, I don't know about that, man. Like, you're right. Like after, at the end, though, I mean, like all of a sudden, you're right.
All of a sudden, this guy comes out going clubbing.
So, Conor McGregor in this, I feel like he plays a crazy character in this, but I kind of feel like that's what he is like in real life. I don't know. But
I feel like, okay, this is my best rendition. Somebody else said this in something I heard or read or something like that, but I think it's exactly the truth. It felt like somebody was portraying Conor McGregor.
You know, so a character, like, they're like, this is Conor McGregor playing Conor McGregor, but like, oh, like him to 100, right?
Yeah, dude, because he's at like 105. He is like a fucking, he is like psychotic nuts. And you know what, to be honest, I'm there for it. I love it.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like it. I thought it was great. I thought he was a great character in this. I thought he was amazing, kind of.
I'd like to be honest, I thought this movie was just good, fun, dumb action.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Like, by any means, it's good, fun, and dumb. So, like, there's no
good, fun, and dumb.
Yeah, that's the others to it. You know, like I really, really enjoyed this movie. Fuck the haters.
Yeah, it was like Jake Gyllenhaal did great. He was fun, cheesy, adorable as fuck. You know, like
he's so dreamy.
When it got real, it got real. Yeah. I mean, it's just like the first Roadhouse. Remember the first Roadhouse? It was like all of a sudden it was like, oh, it's good, cheesy action, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're getting real. He ripped somebody's throat out when he was younger. You know, like it got real for just like half a minute, and then it like went back to the dumb fucking action of an 80s movie. And that's what I feel this movie fucking did.
Yeah, it's kind of, but it's like an 80s movie upgraded when it comes to like violence and like, I guess.
Yeah. So, but yeah, go ahead
and say. And I love the setting of the small town with the bookstore and the, you know, how he's sort of integrating himself into that town of Glasgow, right? I love that. Right. I love that. I felt like this was just it had an 80s feel. Like you felt like at home in that town. Like you liked that part of it, you know, like, and even though the acting's not that great, but Conor McGregor definitely, I kind of feels like seals the show and how fucking wild he is, you know, I just enjoyed my time watching this, and I feel bad for anyone who can't just sit down and fucking enjoy this thing like I did.
I know, like what you were saying earlier, the fight scenes were incredible, and this is the reason why. They used the new kind of technology for this, where they used the CG body doubles due to the production using a new multi-pass method to do seamless punches and kicks instead of faking hits or cutting around the action to be believable.
Mm-hmm,
so they actually did like use CGI to like help make the looks more like extreme.
Oh yeah, the fights in this are great. Jake Gyllenhaal is great as just sort of like kind of like just doing this little smile and then fucking people up big time. Yeah man, I was super into this movie. Like I don't see a reason.
If you don't like violence, if you don't like violence, and if you don't like cussy weird people and big muscly shirtless men walking around beating the fuck out of people,
it's not the movie for you.
Yeah, this ain't the movie for you. Oh. So guess what? Just don't turn it on. Just don't be watching this.
I want a question though. Did you love the bands in the bar that played every night?
One of the bands, I had their name. I actually looked them up because it was
they were playing cover songs, but they're all fucking amazing. Like that cover, so that ZZ Top song at the end, that was incredible.
The two other being Rousey. Give me just one second. I'm gonna get it. I have it right here. I know I do. Hey, did you know there was a film debut?
Of who?
Of Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He was sort of a character for this.
Rockin' Dopesy Brothers from Lafayette, Louisiana.
They put the ZZ Top song, right?
That's the one I looked up. And I was just like, man, this is
all the bands really in this. Good. All the bands in this are really cool. I love that
part. Not going to lie. Chris, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a bottom fucking line. You ready?
Yeah.
I think this is the first week in a while where I have watched both movies more than once.
Oh, you watched Ghostbusters more than once?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you do that?
Easy. I went to the theater twice. Duh, Chris.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Roadhouse, I mean, I've watched them once. I saw Ghostbusters yesterday. But Roadhouse, man, like this is, people could be talking shit about this. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I had a great time watching this
movie. I had a great time. I thought it was a good little action movie. Literally, if you're at home and you got a couple buddies coming over or, you know, a couple friends and you want to just watch some stupid comedy action movie, just throw it on in the background. It's not that long of a movie. I think it's only like an hour and 40 minutes at that.
Yeah, it's hour 50 minutes.
No, it's a 2-hour. Oh, my God. It's a 2-hour movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it was 2 hours. Damn.
Yeah. I mean,
this has no right to
be as good as it is, by the way. I want to mention
that. No, it doesn't. Everything about this movie has no rights. The special effects, the blowing uppy, and to be honest, 100%, Jake Gyllenhaal just fucking carries this whole goddamn thing. And I'm not saying he does. Everybody does their part. There's a little girl that's adorable.
It's unserious.
There's a girl that he like falls for that is good looking. It like literally every part of this had a great aspect to it.
But again, if you go in this thinking there's some sort of plot that's worth like following super closely, you're missing the point of the movie. I feel like,
there's a bouncer and there's a roadhouse, and the roadhouse needs a better bouncer to protect the roadhouse.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's your fucking plot points there. There you go. Chris, what do you rate this?
Oh, my rating on this is probably a 4 out of 5. Like, yeah.
Yeah, easily. You know what? I have to agree with you. Yeah. It has to be a 4. Yeah. This movie was just a good little action movie, good fun action movie. Anybody trying to compare it to the original is going to get burnt. This is nothing like the only thing that has to do with the original is fighting and a roadhouse.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, but like, this is when I watched it, this is kind of what I wanted.
Like, this was a completely, yeah, this is a completely different beast. I was hoping it'd be kind of like, you know, still talking about the bouncer culture.
Oh, okay.
Like they did in the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because, so I got a question.
Mm. So have an answer.
Both movies we have are today are sequel and remake,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sort of, yeah, yeah.
How many of the originals for each one did you go watch?
Okay, I've only watched the original House once. But I've seen the original Ghostbusters millions of times, hundreds of times.
All right. Because yeah. I watched Roadhouse before I watched Roadhouse. And then after Roadhouse, I watched Roadhouse.
Okay.
And then Ghostbusters, I watched Ghostbusters 1 and 2. And then I didn't get a chance to watch Afterlife. And then I went to the theater, saw part 2. Or the Frozen Empire, part 4, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then I came home and watched Afterlife. And then after Afterlife, I went and watched the Frozen Empire again.
Yeah. So Roadhouse, good little remake. It's, like I said, Mean Neil says, has no right to be as good as it actually is. We enjoy ourselves immensely watching this. I was stone cold sober. I don't know if Neil was,
It was like a random night.
Okay. All right, Roadhouse. All right, Neil. Roadhouse. What is the? I'm on RotTomatoes.com. What is the IMDb score for Roadhouse? Or sorry, Roadhouse.
Man, the audience has to. They have to be somewhere near us. I'm going to say 78%.
No, man, 55%.
Oh, fuck them in the goat ass. What for?
They don't have a sense of consensus. But what's the critic score?
Your face?
No, not my face. That's a number. We need a number percentile for what the critics gave Roadhouse.
Oh, the critics gave it 74%.
59%.
What the hell? So I'm guessing, okay, so the way that means is that means you either really loved this or really hated it. In fact, we have someone in our chat area that literally popped in and all he said was Roadhouse was trash.
All right, Tyler, whatever, man. Critics and census is Roadhouse updates a cult classic for a new generation, happily replicating the original's emphasis on cheesy brawn or narrative brains. Man, do you think that guy's watching us anymore? The guy who disagrees with us about Roadhouse?
No, he isn't.
Okay. He probably saw us like, bullshit him out. But here's the...
Yeah, I know, I know. It's like, people do that all the time. They just come in here to bitch about something.
All right, this is a bad review from Michael Phillips. Chicago Tribune says, Lyman's Roadhouse gets the job done, but it's the wrong job and the ratios are off. Whatever. Here's a good review from Stephanie Zachary. Time magazine. She says, I'll read a different one because it's not, it's kind of a compute. You know, like they're saying it's good, but not, you know, whatever. This is from
your mom.
This is from Cody Leach. Cody Leach says, this remake understands the appeal of the original. It's over the top and then serious dad movie where tough guys break each other's bones while spitting out corny dialogue. It doesn't top the original's charm, but it's a fun time for action fans. It was a fun time for us, you know, right? Roadhouse.
I loved every moment of it. I had a good time. If someone didn't have a good time, I feel sorry for them. I'm seriously, again, guys, it's just one of those movies. You know what? It's like Cyborg or Bloodsport or what's a good freaking random action movie I can think of like that? Bad Boys, the first Bad Boys.
Yeah, man, I have a hard time reconciling that Michael Bay directed that movie. Yeah, I like Bad Boys. That hurts my heart to say. Right?
Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
I think we have some news, though. Do we have news?
Come on, dude, you really got to learn the lyrics. And that goes to the news. This is the Movies Don't Suck and Some of Them News. I'm going to say a bunch of stuff to Chris. He's going to have to react to it because if not, he's not getting paid this week.
Please, my family's starving. Please.
I got 5 kids to feed, man. Jerry Bruckheimer has made it 100% clear there is a new Pirates of the Caribbean movie coming, and it is a complete reboot of the series.
So JD will be there? JD will be there?
So no JD. No JD. Now, let me talk about this for a second.
All right, all right.
This is like Barbie. Pirates of the Caribbean was like Barbie. And the way that when it first came out, everybody was like, "Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. You're making a movie about a freaking ride at Disney World."
Real quick, before you say it's like Barbie, I think Barbie's much more different than Pirates of the Caribbean.
No. Well, I mean, I'm talking. Well, wait a minute. Let me explain But it was a movie that everybody was like, "No, that's not going to work. Why are all these actors in it? Fuck them. They're going to ruin, you know, they're ruining my childhood, blah, blah, blah. And then it came out and it just blew us all away. Now, Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, Karen Knightley all had a big part in why that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to catch lightning in a bottle again with like the 742 sequels there are. Or the five.
Yeah, we can agree that we only need the first one, right?
Yeah, we kind of only need the first one.
Okay.
And so that's what that is. Now, Barbie, on this other hand, was just like the same. They don't have the sequels or anything yet. But literally, it's one of those movies that everybody's like, "Oh, it's Barbie. That's stupid. What are they going to do? Ruin my childhood?" And guess what happened? Became one of the best fucking movies of all time.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Barbie's better than Pirates of the Caribbean. At least.
Oh, yeah. But still, they're both in the top 10.
Yeah, yeah.
They're both in the top 10 of gross, of box office,
Yeah,
you know?
So they're going to try to redo it, but I don't know how you're going to do this.
Yeah, again. That's what I'm saying. What do you do? Like, you have to get that lightning in a bottle.
You and I know that JD made Pirates of the Caribbean 50% of the work. Like, him in there, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he 50%.
Like, he made the Captain Jack Sparrow's own. And so his character was just, one, a reinvigoration of Johnny Depp's career. And two, it's what made the movie work so well. So I don't know if they're going to try to make it, I guess, man. But again,
your mom's,
I don't think
we
need a remake, man. I don't think we need it. But
you know what we need? We need to kick you in the butt.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later.
No, anyway. Thunder.
What?
Thunder.
Thundercats?
Thunder. Thundercats! Ho!
Now, last week you mentioned that the producer said that this one will, like, you won't believe it. And I was laughing about that. So what are we going to tell you about this one?
They got the director.
Who is it?
He has directed VHS, What Fun We Are Having, The ABCs of Death, VHS 2, The Guest, Outcast, Blair Witch, the remake of 2016, Death Note, the movie for Netflix, Godzilla versus Kong, The New Empire. Mm-hmm. Mr. Adam Wingard is your director for Thundercats.
Okay, it works because he does a bunch of horror and a bunch of like monster movies. I feel like this could work for real.
This could work very, very well. Wingard found inspiration from the Monsterverse, he says, for the visuals that he's going to be using for the Thundercat live action.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I mean, like,
I'm all there, bro.
I'm not a big fan of Death Note, or a big fan of whether we should mention there's another one, but I was like,
Death Note's cool, man.
I
get a year old.
I like the anime. I'm just saying. So,
The Monkey, Stephen King's short story is getting made. And so far, we got added to it. We got She-Hulk herself, Tatiana Maslany. Mm-hmm. We got Elijah Wood, Christina Canveri, Christina Casuera from Sweet Tooth, with Colin O'Brien from Wonka, Roy-Ann Campbell from The Hardy Boys, and Sarah Levy from Schitt's Creek.
So I gotta say, anytime Elijah Wood shows up, I'm just be fucked up and weird.
I'm already there, dude. Yeah. I can't think of an Elijah Wood, even when he was a wee little lad. Like, you know, I can't even think of one movie with Elijah Wood in it where it's not good.
When you were a kid, did you like Radio Fire?
Oh, dude, yeah. That's a great movie. Oh, my God. I'm totally going to go back and watch that sometime this week.
I watched it recently. Right. It's not that good, man. It's kind of but I watched that shit all the time when I was a child. Let's get like that movie quite a bit. But I'm like, watched it recently. I'm like, oh, man. All right.
Hey, remember John Tucker?
No, I don't.
John Tucker Must Die.
Oh, I thought it was John Carter Must Die. Okay, John Tucker Must Die. I remember that movie, yeah.
There is now a sequel in the works. Most of the original cast is on board to return from a sequel of a 2006 movie. The cast of John Tucker Must Die confirmed sequel in the works with Epic Con's panel at the film's 18th anniversary. Ariel Campbell, who's producing the sequel, is involving the OG cast and blending in a new members. A script is circulating between them right now.
Is it John Tucker Jr. Must Die?
So I have no idea. Oh, yeah? Think about that. How about this? First, she had a diary. Second, she was on the edge of reason. Thirdly, she had a child.
Child.
And now she's coming back for her fourth sequel. That's it. Bridget Jones is coming back. And yeah, Hugh Grant, Colin Firth, and Renee Zellweger have all signed up.
Whatever Hugh Grant shows up in, I kind of see, gotta see now. Because ever since he was in The Gentlemen, he made that movie like probably like a whole star higher.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the Bridget Jones movie, but I did see the house that was filmed in London. Like they showed us like the apartment at least.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. Sorry, let me take that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick is going to be starring in a movie together again.
And that's going to bring all these guys that just fawn over them.
No. This is a new movie. Okay. This is not anything else we said. This is another, we're on another story already. Okay.
What's in the movie? Tell me about the movie.
A sequel to the movie, A Simple Favor, which were they.
Oh, yeah, I like that. We like that movie, dude. That's a movie we like. Yeah.
So they're doing a sequel together.
It's going to be like another mystery, hopefully, like A Simple Favor was, you know?
All the main characters are set to return, this time heading to Italy for Emily's extravaganza wedding with a twist.
We liked A Simple Favor. I kind of forgot about it, but I'm glad it's getting a sequel.
A movie this week debuted on Rotten Tomatoes with a perfect 100 score.
Can I guess what it is? I think I heard about this.
Go ahead.
Is it Blood and Honey?
Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 has a perfect 100% score.
It did. Now it's not as good, but it's higher than the first one for sure. Now it's like, I think it's 60%.
So,
60%.
Definitely going to have to go watch that.
I guess, man. Like I feel like maybe the production company sort of getting the idea of what they want to make. And so after this, it can sort of be like, you know, for a while, Fast and Furious was whatever it was, and then it became something better. I think they might do the same with Blood and Honey or the, you know, those movies like that. So I'm hopeful that they're figuring out how to make a movie that's watchable, you know?
Because of how much this is getting rated already, the guy knows he's going to make his money more and that back. Winnie the Pooh 3 is already in the works.
Okay.
And more characters, Nightmare's version of characters from the A.A. Mullins world, which means Bambi, Peter Pan, Piglet, like Tigger, all them Kinga are going to be joining that world.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, all of them are joining it now. So I don't know about that. Whatever. Danny DeVito has confirmed because of their little 5-second spot on good old the Oscars. They have confirmed that they are now in works with a new project, and they can't say what it is yet. But everybody's hinting that it's twins, too.
Or triplets, I think is what they call it. There's for a while, though, the triplets with Arnold, Danny DeVito, and Eddie Murphy, right? That's been talked about forever. But I want them to fucking start filming. I want these movies to happen, you know?
I want them to all to tell me exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
And when they do, it'll be great. And it'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. And people will love each other and touch each other in the bathroom. Have you ever gone to the play, like to a bathroom and walked in on a couple fucking, is that thus like the weirdest thing ever?
I've not done that yet. And it's not on my bucket list. I gotta be honest. So I don't know.
I've walked in on it and I'm just like,
Neil stayed there and jerked off. Right. That's what happened. Right?
No. I turned around and got the hell out of there. Cuba Gooding Jr., he's making news lately. He will be a witness in the P. Diddy sex assault case.
I wish he was a witness for a good movie that was coming out, honestly. Cuba Gooding, man. Like, it was the last movie he made was, like, Snow Dogs or something. I'm sorry, Radio Man.
I just want everybody that listens to our podcast that knows me from a childhood, I don't know if we have one single person or not, just to relive in their brains how much I said P. Diddy back in the day killed Tupac and Biggie and was behind most of all the killings in rap, and that he was this because he was the one that made the most money everybody passing
from
away.
I can tell that, like, and that he, you shouldn't fuck with P. Diddy, like, that's what I've heard.
Like, yeah, and for years I always said don't fuck with P. Diddy because I think he'll put you in the grave. And now we're learning that he had like sex slaves and more than all that. Like everything he did is just ridiculous.
What did Diddy didn't do? You know, but
Diddy did not do that. You know,
so fuck P. Diddy.
You know, waking up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy has a whole different.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
the fuck. But honestly, guys, fuck P. Diddy or fuck Diddy or whatever his name is. You know, changes it.
40 years after one of the greatest movies of all time, there's going to be a reunion at the good old high school. Payson High School will get a reunion of Kevin Bacon and the entire cast of Footloose is coming. They're going to go there to campaign and go to prom and hang out with everybody during the 40th anniversary of prom. That's just cool.
Did you just hang out with Kevin Bacon? Do you want to do that? Do you guys want to share a beer with Kevin Bacon?
Dude, I think me and him would have a pint and we'd just like sit there and have some good stories to tell.
He's just such a charming person in interviews, you know?
He just seems like a cool dude. All right, 100%. We all now know that Aaron Taylor Johnson is James Bond, right? I did tell you that last week, right?
No.
All right, Aaron Taylor Johnson is James Bond.
Oh, it's been confirmed?
Confirmed.
How did 100%. I miss this? How did I miss this?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Aaron Taylor Johnson is James Bond.
I'm all bad, honestly.
You know who Aaron Taylor Johnson is? He's the guy who played Kick-Ass, and he also played Quicksilver in the MCU, not the X-Men movies, but the MCU movies.
He was also, I'm not seeing that anymore, but I believe you. Yeah.
I just read some movie web on what I'm looking at.
Okay. You guys remember him as part of Women in Tangerine in a movie that was underrated? What was that movie called? Train something? I forget that. I'm going to cut this.
Trainwreck?
No, it was a Brad Pitt. Bullet Train. So Bullet Train.
Bullet Train. Yeah. I love Bullet Train. I watched it recently.
Yeah. So he was part of the best part of that. So yeah, fucking Aaron Taylor Johnson. Let's fucking do it, dude. You know?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, guess what's the number one most watched thing of all time on streaming platforms?
What is that?
The number one most watched thing of all time now.
What was it? Tell me.
Taylor Swift Eras Tour is the most watched item on any platform ever.
Is it on Disney? Is that where it's at?
It's on Disney Plus.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to watch it.
It had 4.5 million views in 3 days.
Are you gonna watch it?
I already did.
Oh yeah. Did you really?
It's Taylor Swift. Yeah, I put it on while I was working on some work. I was working on some stuff on the computer. I put it on one of the screens and I just said
Tay-Tay's music. Yeah, cool. Tay-Tay's music isn't offensive. It's decent.
I like Tay-Tay. I mean, she's she's cute and bubbly, and she's pop, and you know she is what she is, and
yeah, she's great. Guys, just so you guys know, we're pretty fans of her.
I don't bump it in my car. Like, usually my car is something like between Manson and Coal Chamber, mm-hmm. but like literally, it's, you know, it is what it is. I wouldn't turn, like, if the radio turned on and it was playing, it wouldn't, I wouldn't go for it like right away.
Is there someone? Like, right, is there a pop star you actually listen to? Because I'm out myself here. I think I like Olivia Rodrigo. I'm a fan of her. All right, I'll just move ahead if you're going to keep quiet about it.
Anyway, Jerry Bruckheimer has not booked Nicolas Cage for National Treasure 3 yet, but there's a script written, and he thinks the unresolved cliffhanger from number 2 needs to be resolved and is perfectly in this new script that he has gotten. Hopefully, Cage does it well.
I think Nick can do it. I think Cage will make it. What happened to Cage makes all kinds of weird shit happen. Why wouldn't he do National Treasure 3, you know?
I have no idea. I'm just a guy.
Just a guy. And you're
looking
just,
at another guy.
Which of you should tell me other news, and I'm giving my thoughts on it, and that's why we do the news. What kind of drunk are you?
The Fall Guy director already eyeing sequels prior to the movie release. He goes, I want as many movies as the Lethal Weapon franchise.
I mean, I want to see Fall Guy. If it's as good as he hopes it is, I want to see more of them.
Do you know who the director is, right?
What's the director's name?
David Leitch.
Oh, David Leitch.
Leitch. Leitch.
Yeah, Leitch. It's Leitch. But fuck, man.
I know it. David Leitch. And he wants some good numbers on that. So we're getting the original cast from fucking Scream. Was going to be in the 7th. Courtney Cox and Patrick Dempsey are both rumored to come back.
Cox died. Maybe she didn't die.
It doesn't matter. Right. She can come back.
Right.
Yes, yeah. It's a horror movie. Don't you know how that works?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It
is Rick on the shit out of it.
Yeah. If you want someone back, you can bring them back. It's okay.
So that means we got to bring Dewey back then. So they're going to bring her back.
I hope they do. But yeah, so Courtney Cox, Patrick Dempsey, and Neve Campbell have all been confirmed now.
Okay.
Confirmed another actor for a movie coming up, and they've better have confirmed him because he's the whole reason we watch the goddamn show. So Cillian Murphy has been 100% now signed the paper, dotted the line, and is coming back to Peaky Blinders, the movie.
I have yet to watch Peaky Blinders. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow. That's your next.
You mean after the podcast? After I hit the record button off?
Yep.
I should go upstairs and watch Peaky? Yep. Okay, I'll do that. I actually really want to do that, so I'll do that.
100%. Boondock Saints 3 is completely in the works. The John Wick writer and producers are working on it. And Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick are 100% on board with it. So right now we have, let me read at the part where it was at. But the people that make the John Wick films are making the third fucking Boondock Saints. So that just makes us
super happy. Color me interested.
Yeah, I'm interested. And that makes me happy. You know how happy that makes me, Chris?
What is that in the news?
It makes me so happy that now we get a sequel to one of the happiest movies of all time that will be filmed for Netflix.
Okay.
Coming up. It's a very happy movie. It makes everybody happy.
Is that if you ever watch? Is that what we're doing?
No. No, it's the last story, Chris. Why would I finish a story? Fine. It's the final story. Why do you think you'd be happy?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Happy Gilmore 2 is now in the works with Adam Sandler, already signed, the man himself, Christopher McDonald, also known as Shooter McGee. Yeah.
Shooter McGee, Shooter McGavin, dude.
And the fans have long demanded a Happy Gilmore sequel, and they're getting it. And it's literally going to be about their argument still throughout, like, the years. Yeah. Their rivalry, I should say, throughout the years of golfing.
Did you know you can get...
And then Chris...
That's what I'll talk about later.
Chinchillas. Well, no, what?
So if you go on Cameo, you can get a Chris Rinaldo to shoot McGavin for $250. I think it's worth it.
That is definitely worth it. Yeah, Cameo is some shit, man. Yeah. I mean, I got my Danhausen from you, and I still love it. Yeah. Very nice, very evil. And Chris, that's the end of the news. That was the movies that don't suck and some of them news. Chris let me sit there and read stuff to him because he's blind in both eyes from that one time he took the bad acid.
He's right. So we're talking about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, directed by Gil Keenan. Gil Keenan directed things like Monster House. He was a writer for Ghostbusters Afterlife. Directed a movie called City of Ember, but it was written by Gil Keenan and Jason Reitman. You guys know Jason Reitman, son of Aiden Reitman. This stars Paul Rudd as Gary Gruberson.
What's your name?
This also stars Carrie Coon as Callie Spengler, Finn Wolfhard as Trevor Spengler.
Ghostbusters!
McKenna Grace as Phoebe Spengler.
Where's the special?
Also, Camille Lanciani is Nadine Rezani. Patton Oswalt shows up in this as Dr. Bawarski. Celeste Connor is Lucky. Logan Kim's podcast. I felt personally attacked by him. The movie. And then also this stars Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson as Ray Stantz and Ernie Hudson and Winston Zeddemore.
Hey, Ray. Do you remember something in the Bible about the last days when the dead would rise from the grave?
I remember Revelation 7:12.
Also, Bill Murray and Annie Potts are in this movie, too.
Janine, any calls?
And also, William Afton plays Mayor Walter Peck. He's in this movie. Can you fucking believe it? Shelley Williams was senior advisor.
Oswald's in this movie. Yeah. Michael Jackson, I think, was in this movie.
John
Ray
Rothman.
Parker Jr.
John Rothman.
Ray Parker Jr. was in this movie.
John Rothman, who says, "What does the hat to go do with it?" is in this movie from the first one. This movie is full of Easter eggs. Why don't you read the storyline for Ghostbusters Afterlife? Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
The Spengler family returns to where it all started, the iconic New York City firehouse, to team up with the original Ghostbusters, who developed a top-secret research lab to take busting ghosts to the next level. But when the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age.
So I have something to say. We'll start right off the bat of this movie. So if you're a Ghostbusters fan and you love the originals, there's a lot of stuff in here for you to just fucking bask in the nostalgic glory of it, because it has so many callbacks and Easter eggs for people who love Ghostbusters. But if you don't love
Melvin's in a uniform.
But if you don't love Ghostbusters, I'm not sure this will win you over. Because
this ain't the one for the people. All right. Let's jump in. One, they threw out 1,000,005 Easter eggs. But the thing is, that's okay, because we went from them being in the middle of bumfuck fucking Oklahoma. And I know, because wherever they're from in Oklahoma Afterlife, I have no idea where that exists.
That being said, though, this movie has a bunch of Easter eggs. I was happy about it. I'm glad I saw this movie. But like I said, it's for super fans, honestly. Because, I mean, I love the images you're showing, Neil, because that's basically what I wanted from this. And Camille Lanciani is great, and Patton's great, and we all love the Ghostbusters, and I would watch a new one every 2 years, right? Because I'm a Ghostbusters fan. But like I said, if you're not a Ghostbusters fan, I can see you going, "What's the big fucking deal about these people?" And me going, pointing at, like, "Oh my god, it's that guy! Oh my god, it's that guy!
I can't believe that guy's here! What the hell?"
But I can understand people like, "What's the big fucking deal?" You know, yeah. Like,
all right, let me jump in here for this one. Yeah. All right, cool. Now, the Easter eggs and all that stuff, the reason why this is cool, like, there's Easter eggs in the afterlife and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, the best thing about this movie is they brought a character back that they've missed in afterlife. And yeah. Because that character wasn't there in afterlife, that's why it kind of felt like a little like, okay, this is more just kind of dedicated to Harold Ramis and just the like. That's what.
Amy Potts?
But the biggest character, huh?
My Amy Potts. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go for it.
But the biggest character that they totally missed in afterlife that was in this movie was the one, the only, New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ghostbusters has to be in New York City.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy shit that happens in a major, major, major metropolitan area. And to be honest, like, there's so many things that happen in the first movies. And the reason why it works so well is because, like, there's, like, a ghost walking around downtown. And nobody's even paying attention. Nobody gave two shits and a fuck about it.
Yeah.
Until it's, like, destroying stuff. And then all of a sudden they're like, ah.
So this was a really fun movie. I will say that. Like, I enjoyed myself the whole time. But it's I hate seeing, like, stuff where, like, the Ghostbusters stop calling them or whatever. But I would watch, like I said, I'd rather watch every two movies. I watch a new Ghostbusters movie because it's just what it is, you know, like.
Yeah, and this movie does exactly what it needs to do. Mm-hmm. It's giving you the old nostalgia, mm-hmm. bringing in the new team, so then they can move along to the next group, the next Ghostbusters. They showed you that they got a new warehouse like faculty. Mm-hmm. You know, they have other Ghostbusters. They even had people in the cartoon outfits, like, you know, like wearing them in the movie while they're doing Ghostbusting stuff.
Yeah, I'll gladly watch Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon and Phil Wolfhard and McKenna Grace do more Ghostbusting, honestly. I'd watch that.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Like the, Slimer pops up in this thing. Yeah,
Slimer as Ghostbusters as a cartoon Slimer. Like you guys remember the Slimer from the cartoon? It's basically the same dude, you know, like, you know?
Like, he's like that one. Yeah. Where he's just in the corner eating, like, chopping away. I mean, and that's cool. This movie, I don't know about you. Okay, so when you went, how many people were in the theater that you're in?
It was mostly full. It was mostly full on right. Wednesday. Yeah, yeah.
I went on Tuesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And a group of old people, yeah. And I mean old. Like, you know, I get it. I'm middle-aged.
We're both middle-aged. I think you and I would probably... They were clumped together, so.
Yeah. But these people were, like, damn near 70, 80, 90, 100. Yeah. Like, you know, like that. They stood up and gave this a standing ovation in the movie theater.
Oh, okay.
And we were, like, the only people in there.
You said,
right. Like, there's, like, three other people in there. But, like, they gave it a standing ovation. They're like, yeah!
Guys, stick around for the credits. There's a post-credit scene in this, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's a mid-credit scene.
Yeah, I guess mid-credit scene one. So stick around.
Yeah, that's it. But, man, this was fun. It was beautiful. I had a good time. It made me laugh. Again, this is like, just like Roadhouse that we watched. Mm-hmm. It is literally one of those movies that don't sit there and be like, I gotta... You know, if you're looking for the critically things, if you're looking for, you know, this and this and this and this, then you're not having fun with the movie. You're not there for the reason that the movie is there for.
No, the movie is there for people like me and you that love the original. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. I mean, it could be for some, but me and Neil, it's not a problem. I will say,
you
Bust,
know, I'm just,
Neil, does Bustin' make you feel good?
Bustin makes me feel good. The moment he said that, I like laughed out loud.
I have a confession. I didn't know how dirty that sounded until just recently, by the way.
Until this moment when you said it out loud again.
No.
You're like, Bustin makes me feel good.
But
like, if there's something strange in the neighborhood, who are they going to call?
Man, I had a lot of fun with this movie. I can understand someone not understanding it like we do. But again, that's not for them. It's for you and I
who love the originals. Yeah, it's for people that like Ghostbusters. Yeah, I mean, it's a good movie. It's good stuff, but there is some history in it. And you'd have to figure out why. You'd have to watch the old ones to figure out why the new ones mean anything. And now, I know
Neil, let me ask you a question. Now, we enjoy ourselves, but if I had to be critical of the script, there's a few things I'll say about it. Just a few It's kind of overstuffed. There's a lot of stuff in here that it's a lot. You know?
Yeah. They do kind of overstuff it, and then there's like one or two parts that kind of drags.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And there's a part where you're like, why is that even there? You know? And then even the whole main plot point, it's kind of, I'm not gonna give it away, but it reminds me a little bit of why Avengers 2 didn't work as well. You know what I mean?
Oh, Age of Ultron.
Yeah. It didn't. It's sort of like kind of like that, but. I'm not going to harp on too much because I to say I didn't have a good time would be a lie.
I had a good time. I clapped. I felt good. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man makes me happy every time I see
him. Did you feel like the little ones in this kind of felt like minions? Did you feel like that a little bit? The little ones felt kind of like minions now? You know, like.
Yeah. And there's so much foreshadowing, which I love because the original Ghostbusters do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And like a callback to like going to the library and stuff like that. And
they didn't reference the second one. They'll talk about the, that I don't want to give it away, but there's so much stuff for people who love the originals to really, you know, like
get naked.
Yeah. I almost did in the theater. I was running out right there. But, no, this is a fun movie for people who love Ghostbusters. Again, I don't know if it went over converts. But like I said, I watch another Ghostbusters movie every 2 years. So they do like this, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, man, what's your score on this one?
It's a 4. I mean, like, just like the last one. These are both just fun movies that, they're, you know, this ain't like, hey, this is the best thing that's ever going to come out this year. By any means, none of them are going to win any awards. They're not even going to be fucking nominated or even thought about in a category. Yeah. But guess what? This is good movies that this is the reason we watch movies is to go to the movie theater and sit down and just forget the world and have a good time. I don't need something to make me cry and be sad and depressed or think about depressing shit. I need happy, feel good. I figured it out. I know why both these movies are so good.
What's that?
Because they're both from the cocaine fueled 80s. That is why right there. These are both from cocaine filled people. Everybody that wrote the original Roadhouse and the original Ghostbusters were cocaine filled people, and they probably got that same recipe.
Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned about life and stuff is that I've learned that cocaine was best in the 70s when it's post coke, pre AIDS. That was like the spot where you want to be, right? That's what I've heard. You're spitting something out. Okay. But that's what I've heard, that post coke, pre AIDS was like the place to be. I don't know, but I will say that my score on this one is 3.7. I had a good time. There are things about this that, but me being a Ghostbusters fan, I found plenty of stuff to smile and feel good about. I love spending so much time with Dan Aykroyd. He wasn't really in the last one. There was a lot of time with this one. Bill Murray shows up and he says very Venkman-like things. Winston Zeddemore. Amy Potts shows up. I still think she looks great. I think she looks great in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
everybody like they just came in and they just knocked their parts right out of the ball.
I love seeing Amy Potts in a Ghostbusters uniform too. She was great. I thought that was great. I wish I would have shown Rick would have shown up just a little bit, but you know what? I don't have too many points about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I was happy to see it, and even if it has its problems, you and I, Neil, being Ghostbusters fan, we're not going to talk too much shit on it because it's good.
I liked everything about this. I thought it was happy. It was good. Literally, I don't. yeah, there are a couple problems with, but there's a couple problems with the original. There's a couple problems with the, you know, I mean, like, by any means, it's not like they're masterpieces. It's a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah,
it's a movie. It's for Ghostbusters. And honestly,
do we see movies like this anymore? Do we see sci-fi goofy action? Like, do we see that ever?
No, that's why I think I liked both of these movies, because yeah. One was a goofy action movie that was actual goofy, not taking it serious and saying family every five seconds.
Yeah.
And then the other one was like just straight up goofy weirdness and stuff like that. And that is okay to do. You don't need to have an Oscar for every fucking movie in the world.
We want fun, and we got fun this week. We did.
And that's all I wanted. And I'm going to have fun being in Philadelphia all next week for WrestleMania.
Now if you're going to WrestleMania, and now fun at PancFest. Now fun at PancFest, dude. We're both going to have fun.
Check out Panic Fest, everybody. If you can, KC and stuff like that. Wait a minute. Did we do all the ratings and everything?
Oh, no. I'm on RotoTomatoes.com. What is the critics? I'm sorry, the audience score for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire? Neil's tapping so hard. You want to murder that keyboard, don't you?
No, I really don't push that much, okay. man. You just think I do because your mom's a hoe.
Come on, dude. I don't know she listens to this right now.
I know. You're a dick. I love dude. My mom. I can't believe you said that. Anyway, now, what are we talking about?
What is critics? The audience score for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire and Rotten Tomatoes?
I believe that the Ghostbusters will have at least an 81%.
84% from the audience.
Damn it! That's so close.
Now, what is the critic score for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the critic score?
62.
44.
Oh, what dicks.
Critics is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire offers a certain amount of nostalgia fueled fun for the fans of the original, but a crowded cast and surprisingly serious tone prevent the sequel from truly sparking. I'll go ahead and read a bad review and a good review. This is from Glenn Kinney of AARP Movies for Grownups. He says, if only the filmmakers could have shoehorned some actual jokes into this overstuffed confection or sort of action that didn't look like it was edited in a digital shredder. Whatever, man. This is going to be from Tom Beasley. No, let's not do that. This is from Matt Hudson of What to Watch Tonight. He goes, Keenan and company aimed for something different, which should have been commended, but instead of working Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, a fun but highly flawed effort. I don't have much bad to say about this movie. Of course, it's not going to win any awards and for it to convert any people, but being a fan of Ghostbusters and the Ghostbusting universe,
you'll have a good time.
You'll have a good time.
Me and Chris are going to be taking the week off. By that week, Chris is going to be out there. He'll be probably posting some stuff from Panic Fest, which if you guys don't know, Panic Fest is between April 4th and April 10th in Kansas City. There are tickets still available for a bunch of good movies.
Yeah, I'm seeing 18 of them.
Great horror movies. Chris has got, and there'll be celebrities around, and it's a good place.
We're posting, and before the 30th, Neil and I will have three podcasts based on Panic Fest movies.
Yep, and Chris has met several members of media and directors and actors because of going out there. Yeah. I can't make it this week because I will be in Philadelphia for WrestleMania.
We like too much shit. We do too much cool shit, man, you and I.
Yeah. And so on top of that, though, if you want to check out everything I'm doing next week, go to my new podcast area and my new media area of Wrestling Fanatics Federation. It's Wrestling Fanatics Federation on Facebook or WFF for life on X. So,
guys, if you also, I do another podcast. I don't really mention that often, but I do Record Night. Record Night, you guys can find the podcast. We talk about records, I guess. But Neil,
yes, WFF. And also, I do a podcast called I Fucked Your Mom. No, I didn't. I know. That's
Neil, you showed up a few times on Mark Rat, which is podcast for wrestling, right?
Yeah, I've Mark and all them. I try to do as much as I can. But, dude, we should probably get out of here. I got to get going. I got a lot of things to do. Too.
So, all right, man. But, you guys, thanks for listening to Finds Online. We're on site.net. We're at w2n.com. That's w2n.com. Find us along with a bunch of other really cool shit. We're on Patreon.com. /WeDon'tSuck. X and MTS Podcast. Instagram DS Podcast. Bonfire.com. /WeDon'tSuck. Let's know you find the shirt that Neil's wearing. And if you guys just go ahead and subscribe, if you guys like the podcast, whatever, you don't, fuck you. But I'm Neil. What do you use for small businesses?
If you got a small business, let us know. We'll be more happy to promote it right here on Movies Don't Suck. And some that do, just give us an email, a message, email us, message us any way you possibly can. Because if not, we'll have to kill you.
Are you good? You ready to get out of here?
I'm ready to get out of here. I got things to get going, bro.
All right, let's...
That's another episode of Movies Don't Suck and Some Do. My name's Neil.
And I'm Chris.
And remember, guys, no matter how hard the roadhouse hits, make sure you don't get in the way of Jake Gyllenhaal or he'll make you a ghost. Have a good day.